Welcome to Locked On Warriors, your podcast on all things Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors writer for the Mercury News. Today's show is brought to you by Rock Auto. Go to rockauto.com to get all the parts you need for your car or truck at a reliably low price every time. I'm joined today by Charles T. Hamilton, and we're starting a new series breaking down some of the best traded player exception targets for the Warriors. We're going to do one of them a week, and let's just get started. Charles, tell our listeners who we have this week.
This week, we are going to kick it off with Justice Winslow, the former Miami Heat player. He's with the Grizzlies right now. He was part of the Andre Iguodala trade. He is 24 years old. He's about 6'7", 225, long wingspan. He's had two good seasons from three, I'll put it that way. This year has not been good, but he only played in 11 games so far. So it's obviously small sample size. You can't judge it too much, but the three-point shot has looked good when he's gotten extended play the last the 2 years before this, when he played 68 games and then 66 games. He's a solid defender as well. Injuries are a concern, obviously, especially after, you know, not playing much at all this year. But he's a guy that can come in and fill some of that Andre Iguodala role. And I want to say some of it because no one is going to be able to fill all of the things that Andre Iguodala did. You know, like he'll be a solid defender, not as good a defender as Andre, not the ball handler creator Andre is, maybe a better three-point shooter, but he can be that sixth man, that first wing off the bench for the Warriors. And at 25 years old, looks pretty good to add a young player like that. He's pretty athletic as well. And his salary is $13 million next year, which would fit just perfectly in that Andre Iguodala traded player exception, which is like 17 and change. And he's got a team option for the year after that. So there'd be some flexibility with the Warriors. It'd be a nice tryout for them. Now, what it would take to get him is up in the air, because it depends how the Grizzlies feel about him and how they feel about paying him $13 million. Right. So that's kind of where the real question mark is when it comes to Justice Winslow.
Justice is one of these guys who, in Miami, they draft him number 10 overall. He's this lottery pick, their first lottery pick post-LeBron James leaving. There's high expectations for him there, and he can't quite get up to that. And he's not a bust. He's not really a disappointment, because I don't know what you really expect with the 10th overall pick, really. But he just never really seemed to fit in anyway. The Heat could never really pinpoint what position they wanted him to play. And there was a breakthrough when they put him on the ball. There was a 2 years ago, there was a point where Goran Dragic went down for, you know, almost a month and a half, and they just put Justice Winslow at point guard because they didn't really have a real backup point guard. And he thrived. He had never played. He played the best basketball of his career. And it seemed like that's where it was going. It was Justice Winslow was a point guard in much the same sense as Ben Simmons, just this oversized guy who can guard almost every position. I remember his rookie year, he was guarding centers as a rookie. I mean, and so, you know, the Heat can never really find a place. Like, is he our three? Is he our four? Is he our one? I think that sort of goes out the window if you play for the Warriors, where they just don't really care about that stuff as much, where, you know, they're used to having guys like Andre Iguodala handle the ball a bunch, but guard threes and fours and whoever else is on the perimeter. I think Justice Winslow could do a lot of that. He can mimic a lot of that for them. And that's why I love this as our first TPE target of this series that we're doing here, is because he does fit this kind of thing that the Warriors are looking for, as far as like a guy like Marquese Chriss, who was always playing out of position, wasn't really playing the right role. And then he goes to the Warriors and they just identify the couple of things that he does really well, and they let him lean into it. I think the Warriors could do that same thing for Justice Winslow, where, hey, just come here, play in space, you know, handle the ball a bunch, defend a bunch of positions, and the rest of it will just, you know, follow after that. I think it would be a home run pairing for both sides. I think the Warriors could get a lot out of Justice Winslow as far as just getting another ball handler off the bench, a guy who can score a little bit, a guy with a little bit that can just add athleticism to this group as a whole, and isn't going to have to be taken off the floor because of any defensive shortcomings. I think he can even be a better defender than he has been throughout his career in Golden State.
Yeah, I mean, he would fit the switching, no question. Mm-hmm. He's, you mentioned his defensive versatility. I mean, 1 through 5, pretty much. Yes. But when you have Draymond out there, you know, you don't need to put him on fives. He would be a nice addition to the small ball lineup, death lineup, whatever you want to call it, where you put him in there with Steph, Clay, Wiggins, and Draymond. I mean, that would be a real interesting lineup, a nice closing lineup that they've been trying to. Well, I mean, not really trying last year because they just didn't have anyone. But, you know, ever since Kevin Durant, Andre Iguodala left, and Sean Livingston too, he could fill in that lineup at times as well. They just, they don't have any replacements now. And that's something that they're going to be looking for, whether it's through free agency, the TPE draft, et cetera. But he would fit in real nice in that spot.
Yeah. And then offensively too. I think offensively he's somebody you could play next to Draymond and not have to suffer those spacing consequences like you do with Eric Paschal. The 3-point shot is hit and miss. You mentioned he's had two good years, but those are the most recent years from three, other than this one, which was just plagued by back injuries. And everybody, Steve Kerr will tell you how back injuries affects every part of your entire game. So, and he had a concussion and some stuff like that, which obviously is going to impact your game as well. But, in these healthy seasons, that 3-point shot has started to come along. They've been working on that stroke a lot in Miami. Now he's in Memphis and they're going to be in the playoffs and he's healthy. And this is going to be for Warriors fans trying to figure out, okay, who are we watching in these playoffs? I would be watching the Grizzlies for as long as you can, specifically because of what Justice Winslow could do. I think he's a real target, Charles. I really do, because we don't know what his fit is in Memphis, right? They have a lot of youth. They have a lot of young guys, but what can he survive? Can he play next to John Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. and all these guys? We don't know. And that's what Memphis is trying to figure out too. They don't know if he's a fit. They got him as an asset grab and they got some other value in that Andre Iguodala trade. But Miami wanted to grab Andre Iguodala because they wanted to add a veteran like him. Memphis wanted to just keep adding youth to this group. And just they're sort of in this phase where let's throw all these young players to the wall and see who sticks. We don't know if Justice Winslow is going to stick there or not. And if the Warriors can come and offer the traded player exception back to Memphis, ironically enough, and and give them some sort of sweetener, whatever that might be, which we'll talk about in a second. I think this is a guy who is realistic, who isn't one of the guys that we've been talking about a lot as a TPE candidate throughout the season. This is more of a recent thing after he was traded from Miami to Memphis.
I think also part of it is the name is a little bigger than the game at this moment, where, yes, 10th overall pick. He was the guy in Miami technically for, once LeBron left, et cetera, where when you really break it down, you really look at the player and the game, it's not that crazy to think that he could be a target for the Warriors. It should be a target because of his fit and his game and all that. But the fact it's not a sure thing that Memphis would be willing to keep him and willing to pay him $13 million this year or this upcoming season. So yeah, he's flown under the radar a little bit, but I think just because you hear the name Justice Winslow and you kind of think he's better than he is. Not that he's bad, but he's not, the name's bigger than the game. Like I said, I think that's part of it for sure.
We're going to talk about here now, what it will take to get Justice Winslow. But here's one thing that you don't really need to think about is what it takes to get the auto parts that you need. With the ever increasing number of vehicle makes and models, it can be impossible to stock all the parts you need for your car or truck, especially now when you might not be able to visit a traditional store. So do it easily online at rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They've got everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low without the markup you find at chain stores. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Then write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. All right, Charles, so we talked about how Justice Winslow could fit with the Warriors. Sounds like we're both pretty optimistic, encouraged about what that potential fit would look like. Now there's the question of how it could work to land Justice. So you mentioned this before. He makes $13 million this year under a team option for next year. I love that because you've not only got him under, like, clearly you're clearing the $17.2 million trade player exception mark easily with at $13 million. So you've got a lot of room between there. But you also have him under team control for that second season. You've got a young player who not only could fit with the Warriors, but is an asset with that contract and his age and everything like that. So I think this would work out pretty easily. I think the only the sticking point here in negotiations between Golden State and Memphis would be what would be the sweetener. Obviously, Memphis is not going to just do this for cap room. They're not concerned with cap room. They're in rebuilding mode right now. Their two best players are under rookie scale contracts right now. They're not worried about that stuff. But they are, again, in rebuilding mode. So they're probably going to want youth. They're going to want draft picks. They're going to want stuff that they could build with. And if they come to the, if they go through these playoffs now and decide, you know what, we kind of like this Justice Winslow guy, but we're willing to move him for the right thing. What do we think that right thing is going to be? The obvious starting point here is one of these three first round picks that Golden State has in these next 2 years. Which ones would you not be willing to give up in addition to the TPE for Justice?
Well, this year's for sure.
Right.
I'm looking up Memphis's first round pick this year. It looks like they won't be getting it because it's part of, you know, one of these convoluted NBA trades and all these protections. So the idea of trading down and getting Justice Winslow for this year's pick doesn't seem like that would work. Next year's Minnesota pick, look, I still don't, I'm not a major believer in Minnesota, and I think the Warriors will be better next year. So the one, if it did take a first round pick, it would be the Warriors' first round pick next year. But I would just, there's risks that go with Justice Winslow. Like you were saying, you know, the best case scenario is he's healthy and he's a great fit and can play on the ball. And, you know, you potentially are underpaying him for the next two seasons and, you know, can work something out after that team option and keep him around. But the worst case scenario is that he's injured. You don't get anything out of him that first year. You end up paying him $13 million and all the luxury tax, and then you could get nothing for him when you decline the team option. So it's a risk, and I would rather try and figure out a way to, you know, send some of these second round picks. Maybe Memphis likes a guy like Alan Smilagic, you know, or even Jordan Poole. We talk about, you know, Jordan Poole's ball handling and vision, et cetera. Well, if Justice Winslow came over in a trade, you know, he would probably take a good amount of that time that the ball would be in Jordan Poole's hands. So maybe there's something like that, but I'd be reluctant to send any first round picks if that's what it would take to get him.
Obviously would not send this year's top five pick. I wouldn't send next year's pick coming from Minnesota. I would be willing to give up the Golden State first round pick for 2021. I think that would be with protections, right? Like a top 20 protections seems doable. And I think it seems like a good value for Memphis in getting that back. I mean, if you sort of think about, you know, the chain of events for the Grizzlies, they get a first round pick for taking Andre Iguodala, right? And then they move Iguodala for Winslow and other stuff. And then they're able to move then Winslow for another first round pick. I mean, they're just sort of like punting this contract into and turning it into more and more picks for themselves. I think that would be good value for the Grizzlies. I think it'd be good value for the Warriors because, you know, how much youth do you really want to add to this team? I think at most it's this pick and then the Minnesota pick coming over next year. Like that's the most young, like the most rookies that you want to add, like high level rookies who are going to need to play that you want to add to this team. If you can take one of these three first round picks and turn it into a valuable player, I think you've got to do it. And, you know, maybe it's not Giannis who you would have to trade one of these picks for, if not both, but maybe it is just next year's Golden State first round pick. And you're able to move it for a guy who, again, former number 10 overall pick, has still upside. Yeah, there's some risk. There's some injury concerns there, but I think he's an easy, seamless fit into the Warriors, and he can contribute right away. And that's the sort of player they need and sort of fits into that formula that they're looking for. So that's what I'd be willing to do. I would call them and say, hey, here's the exception. Here's a first round pick next year. Is that going to be enough to get Justice Winslow? The other, if we're talking about players, I thought that was interesting that you brought that up. Would you be willing to move Eric Paschal for Justice Winslow? I think a lot of Warriors would balk at that at first, but would you be willing to? Because I think it's a it might be something the Grizzlies would ask for in that situation.
Yeah, it again, it's there are so many possibilities this year with what the Warriors can do with all their picks and with their first round pick and the TP and all that. So would I be willing to? Yes, if you are replacing him in the draft, so to speak. If you're drafting, you know, a guy like Denny Avdia who can play some four for you, or Obi Toppin, who I'm not super high on, but he
would they not be replacing him with Justice Winslow? I mean, you could play, like, Paschal's playing the three and the four. Winslow would be playing the three and the four.
That's true. I'd want him to play more three and wing and et cetera. But yeah, with it being, you know, technically positionless basketball, sure. And that's the thing with Eric Paschal. What I'm interested to see is he going to be, if that 3-point shot can develop, he'll be a much more valuable player. If it doesn't, he's a nice piece. He's Carl Landry if it doesn't. Nice player, rotation player, but not someone that you would, you know, balk at trading for a guy like Justice Winslow. So it just depends how Golden State sees him. I mean, I know there have been restrictions on how you can work out with players, et cetera, but they should still have more knowledge on Eric Paschal than anyone else to see that we think he can expand his game, or this is pretty much it, and that's still a fine player, but we would, you know, get rid of him for Justice Winslow. So it's a long-winded answer of I don't know. Well, I'd understand it if they did. I'd also understand if they didn't.
They're the same age, right? So I think that's helpful. I think a lot of players, like a lot of Warriors fans, like, why would we trade this guy who we just drafted? Well, they're the same age, and Winslow has a lot more experience, and I think a lot more upside than Paschal does. Worth pointing out, though, like the Warriors, this would have to be a two-part trade. You can't actually take a player and combine it with the traded player exception and move that for a player like Justice Winslow, like a contract back. So they would have to figure out a way to get around that, but there are ways to get around that. But it was just the overall point is, would you be willing to part with Eric Paschal and the TPE in order to get Justice Winslow? And I think you're saying I don't know, which I think is fair. I'm saying I don't know. I think that's fair too. I think there, you know, you owe it to yourself as the organization to sort of see what Paschal's got, and I think that's probably why they would want to do these mini camps over the summer and sort of see, and why they're going to be monitoring these playoffs too, to say, all right, who are these guys that are gaining playoff experience, who are gettable with this TPE, who we think are going to fit in? Like, the Warriors are going to have a chance like they never had to monitor playoff teams and their contributors to see who they want to go after, because they've never been able to do it at this level before, right? They've always been so concerned with their own stuff. Now they're not playing it, so they don't have to be concerned about it. So it'll be interesting. I think this is just as much of a scouting opportunity for them as anything else. Final thoughts here, Charles?
I think that was a great point. Kind of in-league scouting this year, or this in this bubble or whatever, that they, you know, you do anyways because of free agents, but it's a lot more important this year, and probably a lot more in depth and a broader pool of players that they'll be looking at than they have in previous years.
Let's wrap it up here. Justice Winslow, yay or nay? Are you pro going after Justice Winslow right now?
Very pro, but I would have to see. I mean, obviously it all comes down to compensation, but yes, the fit, the age, all that stuff, very pro, would definitely be a guy that they should make calls about at the very least. Definitely. I mean, what's the worst that happens on a phone call? They say no. So definitely a guy I'd be interested in for sure.
I think he's a perfect fit defensively. I think I think he's not as much of an offensive negative as he's branded to be. I think he can actually really work within the Warriors system. He's a great ball mover. He's a great rebounder. He can do a lot of the in-between stuff that the Warriors have been missing and that they're going to need when Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green are all back and healthy. So I'm very much pro Justice Winslow, and we're going to continue doing this series with one player a week. And I think we were setting the bar pretty high, at least for me, early on, because I think Winslow, with just, you know, the value that he makes on that contract and everything that he provides, and his youth and his upside and everything, it's going to be pretty tough to beat. So I'm very pro Justice Winslow with the TPE. But that'll do it for us today. We'll have another TPE target next week. Thanks to Charles for jumping on the show as usual. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, where you can rate us, review us, say nice things about us. Thanks for listening, and stay safe.